This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Mark Moreno is our guest.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I caught my neighbor robbing me of my, family jewelry or heirlooms or the television set, I would get upset. My blood pressure would elevate. My heart rate would elevate. I'd get in a butt-kicking mood. That's why. This isn't an act when I get up here for 3-4 hours and get angry and start hyperventilating. I mean, I think about an open world government being announced. They want to arrest everybody. They want to screw over poor people and tell them they can't have cars or air conditioning. That's an Obama quote while he flies around on jumbo jets. It's so over the top how bad these people are that I just can't even believe it. But I guess they are the synthesis of the worst of the worst. Mark Moreno's our guest, and what he said today is so key. We've got to get aggressive in their face and meet their sickening hubris with our own focused aggression tirelessly. That's why they're scared of what we do. They're scared of Mark Moreno. They're scared of me. They're scared of others because they know we see exactly who they are. Hypocritical scum. Mark, we got 4 minutes left. Appreciate your time in Paris, what you're covering, other points people should be aware of. Anything we can do to try to stop them? I mean, I know their negotiations are quasi-secret. They just kind of deploy against us whatever they want.
Well, here's where I think, we talked about Donald Trump earlier. We talked about Ted Cruz. What Republicans have failed to do, and this includes the entire all the candidates, they need to make this issue front and center. Now, if you sit down with Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and you ask them about global warming, and you have to keep doing follow-ups, they'll say a lot of good things, and they have a good plan. The problem is, when they have these debates and they're about economics, the first or second, third sentence out of every Republican's mouth should be talking about fighting the EPA agenda, the United Nations climate agenda, but it never comes up. They just, it's not on the radar.
And by the way, that's a winner. That's a winner with the people. I mean, as you know.
It is. But, I mean, I can't think of a single debate. When global warming comes up in a debate, it's all, do you believe, do you not believe? It has nothing to do with that. It's got to do with, what are you going to do? They need to start talking about defunding the EPA. They need to start talking about withdrawing from the United Nations climate agenda. We'll stop funding of the climate panel. They need to stop attending these UN conferences. None of that I've heard specifically. It's certainly not, it's not a lead in any of these debates. This has to be part of their talking points. And it worries me that they don't talk about it, because if they're not talking about it as a lead issue, I don't know that it's going to be a lead issue when they're elected. And this is how tyranny happens from behind the scenes, because this is going to be creeping and creeping. These EPA climate regs are starting out now, and they're, once you get these in a bureaucracy like that and it's not challenged, the EPA, they could be triple, quadruple in terms of their impact in just 5 years, 10 years. That's how these things grow. They grow like a cancer underneath. And I just don't see Republicans make. So the biggest thing is Republican candidates for president, because that's what everyone's paying attention to, have to make this issue a priority.
Sure. I mean, look at Rand Paul.
What they're going to do.
Rand Paul's a great guy, but his people tell him to be so milquetoast, he's sinking like a lead weight, and he thinks that's a winning strategy. He's got to out-Trump Trump.
Yes, and it's exactly right. And when if you see what happened when Republicans, you go back to Richard Nixon and look at every Republican EPA administrator, they're the most liberal member of every Republican cabinet. And what happens is, what happened recently is every single former Republican EPA administrator came to Capitol Hill and endorsed President Obama's climate regulations. And it was a big, the media went nuts. Oh, look, even Republicans support it. No, it's because Republican presidents don't want to look to the media like they're against the environment. So they usually say, oh, I don't really care. Let's hand
they're
that over
bullied,
to
they're bullied. They're intimidated.
So they look green. So they appoint some kind of global warming activist. We had Christy Todd Whitman as the EPA administrator. We've had William Ruckelshaus. We've had George Bush had people that were embarrassingly bad as EPA. And then they turn around and they stab us in the back by coming out and endorsing everything President Obama said. So my fear is, by Republicans not talking about what they're going to do strongly as a lead talking point, that they're going to get elected and say and do the same old
sure.
game. But let's try to look green on this issue.
Sure.
Let's appoint so-and-so.
The way to shoot it down is to expose the ultra-rich are pushing it to create a monopoly, and that's why the Republican leadership's bought and paid for. Mark Moreno, thank you for reporting from Paris. I want to report when you get back next week as well. Climate Depot, folks, check it out today. I'm Alex Jones.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he has passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver statue.
He'll be with us for the next hour, and then David Knight's coming up. We have a special report filed by Joe Biggs that's really good. Josh Owens and others put together, confirming that, yes, Sharia law is in large areas of the United States. We have video of it all in Detroit and other cities of the United States. So they're going to be airing that 7-minute special report during the fourth hour today, and a lot more. Now, I wanted to get Joel Skousen on. He was on last weekend just on the unfolding Turkey going into Iraq, Turkey threatening to blow up Russian ships. I mean, major escalation. But also, you've got the big story is that Trump says deport Muslims is how they've spun it, or don't let Muslims in. What he said was, until there's a system in place to know who they are, you can't let people in. Well, obviously, that's the scandal, is they're letting them in. And is it for sleeper cells later, so they'll use that destabilization to take more liberties, take more freedoms? Well, I think clearly that is the case. Now the White House is coming out saying that Trump's remarks disqualify him. Now, folks, regardless of what you think of Trump, they are after him. And they're after him because behind the scenes, they more and more think he is for real. Now, I've got the Washington Post. I've got others calling me up saying, talk to us about your behind-the-scenes dealings with Trump. Well, there aren't many, and no, I'm not going to talk to you about them. But the point is, this country is being systematically dismantled. And everybody wants to be friends with the media. Everybody wants to act genteel and act all friendly while the media attacks you. The answer is slapping the collaborator media around, disrespecting them, openly declaring them the enemies of this country. And now Senator Paul has come out and said that he disqualifies his plans as a religious czar for Muslims. Well, that's because he's beating the other candidates so bad. I'd imagine they want him disqualified for his free speech. That's kind of what we're hearing from the Attorney General 2 days ago. She said, we'll basically arrest you if we think your speech could spur some kind of violence. And so what's happening is they're all lining up against Trump because they realize that he isn't going to play ball. Now, I don't know Joel Skousen's take on that. We'll see if he agrees or disagrees or what his view is of it. But here's what I do know. You know what's outrageous? You know what's fascist? Is having open borders and not vetting people and then taking our rights and having the IRS pass a bill. Ron Paul wrote about this yesterday to make you not be able to fly out of the country if they say you owe back taxes. No judge, no jury. They just put you on a no leave the country list. And Obama says we'll put you on a no gun buy list if you're on a no fly list that's also extra judiciary and is the very fountain, the very source of classical tyranny to just be disappeared. U.S. Supreme Court gives nod to assault weapons ban. Oh, cities can just ban your guns now if they want. Huge anti-gun ruling by the blackmailed court. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, and it's clear. The globalists are moving at an accelerated pace. They're having some defeats. They're also having some victories. The Russians going into Syria threw a lot of stuff geopolitically into a disarray, but domestically, it's dangerous. There are some suspicious things that have gone on out in California. Bare minimum, government at the highest levels, let these people in. Let her in. Let her use fake information. And all Trump's saying is, see, you can't not have people be vetted and then just brought in. It's got to stop for a limited time till it's fixed. That's putting pressure on them to not let these people in. The big outrage is, how are they bringing them in? By the millions to Europe to carjack and rape and murder. And now it's happening here. These folks have been wound up in Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Iraq as Sunni Wahhabists to hate us. These are the radical crazy eyes. These are the dangerous group that kill Christians and non-radical Muslim minorities. And I've assessed them. I've studied them. This is the foaming at the mouth crazy people. Not all of them, but this is the group they come from. Military-age men confirmed on Facebook to be soldiers of ISIS coming into Europe and the U.S. because they pose with their weapons on their same Facebook and then say, now I'm in Iraq, now I'm in Syria, now I'm in Turkey, now I'm in Germany, now I'm in the United States. How will the political class, when these groups start shooting down jet airliners with Stinger missiles they were given by our government, spin that? How will they spin them when they shoot up the next school or the next mall? Joel Skousen is a former Marine Corps fighter pilot from the Vietnam era, author, researcher, probably the top safe home writer, one of the top preppers in the country. We sell his book and also produce the film, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com, an absolute Christmas gift. He is the editor-in-chief of WorldAffairsBrief.com. And Joel, I don't know where to begin here, but clearly the climate politically across the board is heating up worldwide. Let's take the Trump thing first, and then other subjects you can cover in order that you choose. But am I wrong about Trump? What nuance can you add? Where is this going?
Well, Trump is certainly taking a typically a correct position, but an uncareful position. In other words, it's spoken in a way that is just giving the media a heyday and every one of the other anti-Trump candidates in the Republican primary. If he just says outright ban, which is what it appeared initially, all Muslims coming into the country, obviously that's going a little too far. If he's saying ban them until you have a proper vetting process, then that's every bit correct. It's impossible, however, to trust our government to run the vetting process, because obviously they created ISIS. If they wanted to have a lot of ISIS people come in, they would certainly let them and say that they're vetted, and they're not going to do that. Now, I have a little bit different take relative to the number of people, young Muslim military age people coming in. My sources tell me, in interviewing a lot of these people in Europe and in the Middle East, that these are conscription age military people. Now, I'm not saying, by the way, what you're wrong. There is proof that some of these people who have been jihadists are in the group. But the majority, it appears, are people running away from conscription, running away from having to be forced into the military as terrorists in any number of the dozen, jihadist groups in there. And they really aren't particularly religious. In fact, a lot of them are running away from Muslim or from Islam. That's why they get so deeply involved in the pornography and the other corruptive things of the West once they get there. That's why they get involved with rape. These people are simply young men who don't want to fight, who don't are tired of it and want, the good life in the Western countries. Although they do hate the United States, everyone in the Middle East has been trained to hate the United States because of our constant intervention there. You know, everybody in the world knows about the relationship between Turkey and ISIS and the United States backing Turkey and covering for Turkey's collaboration with ISIS. And that's because, obviously, Turkey's taking orders from the United States in facilitating the sale of ISIS oil. Everybody in Europe and the Middle East knows about the 9/11 controversy, that it was a government operation from beginning to end. It's only the United States people who are continued to believe the official version, and that's only about 60% of the U.S. people believe the official version, so I think some 40% don't believe it. Though they don't understand how bad it really is, it takes a lot of study, as you know, to understand the nuances of what happened in 9/11 and how the U.S. pulled that off.
Joel Skousen, I totally agree with what you just said, but you make the statement U.S. pulled it off, and in a way that's true, but again, semantically, criminal elements and networks compartmentalized did, because that's what the media does. They then say that we say the U.S. government did it. But I guess it was so high level and so widespread, you could argue either way. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. When you look at the cover-up of 9/11, it goes to the highest levels of government. Now, that isn't to say that George W. Bush knew a lot about what was going on. I think he knew that an operation was coming down. But this is a puppet sitting at the head. Wasn't making the operation, just following orders. You stay and talk to the students at this elementary school. But Dick Cheney, of course, was fully knowledgeable. Here he is sitting in the White House Situation Room, allowing the airliner coming in to attack the Pentagon. I mean, he had to be fully 100% cognizant that this was a U.S. black operation. The young Air Force officer crying out, this airplane's 10 miles out. Do the orders still stand? And he's panicking because the orders have to be, let it come in. Don't stop it. Don't shoot this airline down. And he's getting panicky. And, Dick Cheney whips his head around and said, of course the orders still stand. And, of course, as Glenn Greenwood pointed out, the United States just honored Cheney with a bust of his head in the U.S. Congressional building. This man should be tried for war crimes as well as treason against the United States. But it clearly was a government operation from beginning to end, including the hiring of the terrorists. I mean, that's why they don't show the videos of the terrorists and the passengers getting on the airplane of the hijack. They refuse to show the videos because it would show that the named hijackers weren't the ones getting on the airplane. There was another set of hijackers that they had trained in Saudi Arabia, I believe, on major airliners. Because as a pilot, I can tell you can't train on Cessnas and even know how to turn off the autopilot of one of those major jets. Impossible. And so there's no way that those named hijackers. So this is a cover-up from beginning to end, including the covering of Saudi Arabia's role in training pilots, as well as keeping a lot of the phony hijackers on the list in their apartments.
We're going to break, but let me ask you this quick question. Is Saudi Arabia arguably the most evil country in the world?
No, we are.
We are.
I mean, they're just puppets to the United States. We are covering for them. That makes us culpable for so much of what goes on in the world, what we allow and we, you know, help Saudi Arabia. We promise to cover their pedophilia. I mean, these people are not Muslims. They're just corrupt individuals pretending to be Muslims.
I agree, sir. Stay right there. We're going to come back and get into more geopolitics with Joel Skousen and the World Affairs Brief. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By the way, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play the clip again from the AP speech, the speech he gave yesterday where the AP just played the clip where he said, you know, no more Muslims, period, until we vetted them. Well, they just have him saying no more Muslims, period, absolute and total ban. And they take it out of context. But I think This will only make Trump go up in the polls, because I was somebody who was against the Iraq war. I was somebody who was against all this Islamophobia. I knew they were trying to destabilize the Middle East to put radicals in charge to wreck the place. I don't want to just randomly hate brown people or Muslims or Arabs. I mean, people know I've been a champion of not abusing these countries and these peoples. But now that they're bringing them in, now they're bringing in radicals, now that this is happening, and Joel Skousen's right, a lot of them are just guys looking for welfare and jobs and women. Still doesn't matter. They're the cover for the radicals, which will then be used to take our rights. And we've been proven that's coming. But Joel Skousen, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. So many other topics, so much more to cover. What about the question that Paul Craig Roberts asked, is war on the horizon? Is it too late to stop it? What do you make of Erdogan threatening to blow up Russian ships 2 days ago? And what do you make of Turkish going into Iraq and Iraq saying it's an act of war and just their arrogance? Is Turkey doing this at the behest of NATO, or is Turkey out of control, or what's your intel?
Well, NATO is not actually directing Turkey. The United States is directly getting Turkey to do its bidding. Remember that the shootdown of the Russian Su-24 was at the direct instigation of the United States, and I believe they wanted to do it in order to force Russia to bring in their top-of-the-line air defense system so the U.S. could eavesdrop on them and see what kind of jamming capabilities they have.
S-400.
Yes, the S-400, as well as their air-to-air jamming equipment and their air-to-air missiles, all of which have radar signatures, which have to be eavesdrop on. The U.S. hasn't had any opportunity to get that information heretofore because Russia hasn't been in combat using those, and hadn't been until they shot down one of the Su-24s, and that forced Russia's hand.
And now Russia's brought in its top-of-the-line fighter planes as well.
That's correct. So one of the interesting things that happened this week as well is the U.S. for the first time attacked the Syrian army positions. In other words, this is a major escalation because Russia is going to be forced perhaps to defend the Syrian troops against Russian air or U.S. air attacks. They may have to, turn on their systems. Which is be enough usually to get the U.S. aircraft to turn around if you get locked on by an S-400 missile. Typically you turn tail and run. That coupled with Turkey publishing this photo of the Russian crew member supposedly holding a rocket launcher. Now, I want to say something's wrong with that. That looks like a provocation from Turkey because those ships passing through the Bosphorus are a mile to 2 miles away from shore.
Can't see it.
You can't see that. The pictures that they've showed of the Russian ships don't have that type of structure that shows up in the picture. In other words, that either was photoshopped or that was from a different time or frame. I'm surprised that the Russians haven't come out and debunked that particular picture because it obviously is very, very fraudulent or something that they picked out of some other time frame.
Well, Turkey's threatened to blow up their ships already. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't aiming, but it wouldn't be shoulder-fired. Would it? It'd be a larger onboard missile.
You're talking about a mile or two away. You don't use a shoulder-fired, bazooka-type, cannon to do that. You've got all kinds of weapons on ships to do those types of things. So there's something wrong with that story. Either it means that the U.S. is trying to provoke additional reactions, not because... And I disagree with Paul Craig Roberts. I don't think this is meant to provoke World War III. As I pointed out on Sunday on your show, the U.S. isn't going to gain anything in terms of getting the world to join a militarized global government by creating a conventional war with Russia. It just doesn't do it. The U.S. is sitting there managing the conventional war. Everyone's sitting on the sideline cheering the U.S. on and say, yeah, go to it. But you see, the U.S. really wants to set us up for a nuclear confrontation with Russia and China where our military gets taken down. That, and that alone, is what drives people into accepting their solution that we need a military global government to fight this war because the U.S. has been decapitated, at least our military has. So I think it's still too premature for a third world war, but I'll tell you, the globalists are doing something in there to provoke Russia to escalate tensions with Turkey. Now, on Putin's part, it's very obvious.
Well, stay there. Explain when we come back. But they're definitely playing with fire. This is unprecedented. We're going to come back on that front. And also, global government itself, the big Paris conference, we'll talk about that. The economy, oil prices with Joel Skousen at worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm with Infowars.com. They don't want you to check these sites out, folks. Send the links out to friends and family.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. As I went to break, I just pointed out something that I should point out a lot more. White House-run Media Matters memos got leaked 5 years ago where they said all independent, libertarian, patriot-based media needs to be infiltrated and destroyed. Now, I want to explain to you separately, we have been partially infiltrated before, like a movie. I mean, I get followed around home sometimes, you name it. I'm not going to get into it all, but it's like a movie. Can you imagine what it's like for other people? This is real. Okay? And you need to understand, we're having a big effect. They don't like us. I like to have lots of company in this fight. That's why I have all these other great guests on there doing just as good a job as I am or better. But you have the real power. You are why they're scared of InfoWars, because we have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of viewers and listeners. And again, when you've got billions of views on YouTube, when you've got this weekend I shot three videos. Together they had over 2.5 million views. Those were live, unedited, where instantly there's 50,000 watching within a minute, and then by the end of the video there's 100,000 watching, and then 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, and one video had 1.3 million views within a day. Now, do you think the establishment likes that? No, they are scared to death, because it's not a fat lady on a treadmill getting that many videos. It's not cats playing. It's not French bulldogs. It's not Jay-Z. It's Alex Jones. It's people like Joel Skousen. Let me tell you, when we have a video, our average video gets about 50,000 views. We put out about 40 videos a day. 40, 50,000 people watching a political video is a victory. So I'm not bragging. I'm saying this, I can feel the wings of doom flapping around spiritually. I mean, I know I'm in danger. And I'm just asking for your prayers, your support, but also prayers for other people that are taking action, because they once said there are no atheists in foxholes. I forget who said that, but let me tell you, there aren't. This stuff is real. You can see it. And as it all gets announced, as world government gets announced, as all this evil comes out in the open the next few years, what do you think is going to happen to the credibility of a World Affairs Brief, a WorldNet Daily, a DrudgeReport.com, and InfoWars, and the hundreds of other sites that aren't as big or effective? I wish they were. Believe me, I want to be able to have so many patriot leaders out there that they can't decapitate us all. It's like walking point in a DMZ, you know, up on the edge of a demilitarized zone with the North Koreans on the other side taking pot shots at you. I do not like being up front, but it's my duty, my job. And so I want to go 110%. I want to have the full effect. I'm not on this mission to lose. I know we can win. Look at the effect we've had. Tell your friends and family about the show. Send them the free podcast link, the live audio video link at InfoWars.com/show. Download the free iPhone and Droid apps. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can get a couple months free right now when you sign up for a year. It's $5.95 a month. 20 people can use it. Give it to friends and family. Buy a T-shirt. Buy a book. Buy some nutraceuticals. They're all the very best we could come up with. I mean, they're knock your socks off, folks. Just because people think it's special to put something really good out. Only an idiot would not put something really good out. You want to dominate a market. But plus, I am a good guy. The point is that we are accelerating at a rapid pace. Our numbers, I mean, we have doubled the audience the last year conservatively. In fact, it's way more than that. It scares me, quite frankly. It's like being strapped to a rocket. And that's because evil's rising. Whatever's opposing it is going to rise as well. It's time for you to rise. And I know all of you don't see yourselves as leaders. Then pass the info on. But if you do have a burning desire to take action, get involved. Start a show. Go on Access TV. Go speak at city council. Get involved is all I'm saying. Because this is the season to get involved, folks. This is the beginning of some wild times in the next decade. Briefly, then I'm going back to our guest. We have Deep Cleanse first sale ever. It's got Shilajit. It's got zeolites and a bunch of other things known to detoxify and pull garbage out of the body. It's got five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. If we could keep this in stock, it would be our number one bestseller. It's a real sleeper, though. I never really promoted it, and it's the hottest item we've got, because it turns out that the vitamin and mineral nerds, I mean that nicely, the experts just salivate over this formula. It's such a game changer. It's proprietary. Group only developed this for us. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It'll probably sell out in the next few weeks. We have, again, dozens of other great products. We have free shipping through the 18th. We got a lot of new items, survival items, preparedness items we've added today to InfoWarsStore.com as well. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your support, your prayers, and more. Joel Skousen, thanks for coming on while I rant. I want to finish up on the unprecedented nature of the provocations by the West. I wanted to then move into more on Trump briefly and then back into other issues. But speaking specifically about the liberty movement, I don't actually see how the establishment, I guess they'll just demonize us, but I mean, the liberty movement is becoming the cause celeb, super popular, super hot across the board worldwide. I don't see how the globalists, the Anglo-American establishment, can continue to execute their operations if our growth curve is this fast. I think that's why they're announcing censorship and other algorithms to begin next year. Can you elaborate on that, or agree or disagree?
Well, I agree that they're beefing up on a lot of fronts. I don't think they're going to be able to do that, however. I think there's a difference between throwing the ideas out there, prepping the public, maybe perhaps getting a little more acceptance of them, but they can't even get, I mean, despite the New York Times coming out for gun control, Huffington Post coming out for absolute confiscation of all guns, it's not going to happen. There's just too much opposition to it right now. But the pressure is building so that when they have a big enough crisis, and God only knows they're going to throw a continual mass shooting at us one day after or one week after another, it seems, until they get something. But politicians know they're going to get unelected if they do another assault weapons ban at a national level. And that's why it's important that the Supreme Court took a role in saying, and in Heller, in that case, affirming the individual right to the Second Amendment, it's very telling that they said, but state and local governments can put reasonable restrictions. And now, after opening the door to state and local governments to actually confiscate or ban total weapons, they refuse to take the case about whether or not it's reasonable or not. I mean, that clearly shows that the feds, one, don't have the political capital to do gun confiscation themselves. Even the Democrats can't get caught.
I agree.
So they're going to depend on the states, and only the most liberal states are going to get away with that. But it's a slow eroding process. It all points out, as you said, our movement is growing, Alex, in large part due to you, because you're the biggest audience out there. I mean, a great many of the people who come to the World Affairs Brief come to it because of you, and I'm very appreciative of that, and so are other people. But it goes to the point that their solution to us is twofold. One, politically, they want to give us a compromised Republican to make us all go to sleep. And to the credit, fortunately, of the established or the conservative movement now, they're not buying it. It's almost like anything that the media puts forward, everyone says, it must be wrong. We've learned our lesson through all the betrayals before.
I was about to say, aren't you and so many others, us together, because you've run some of the major conservative organizations in the country, trying to make the Republican Party do its job decades ago. So it didn't come to fruition then, but it's coming later, thanks to you and Ron Paul and many others. I mean, we're not just here to give credit. We're trying to point out to listeners, we're having an effect. Things just don't happen overnight. That aren't we successfully radicalizing the mainline Republican Party? I mean, as Rachel Maddow said,
yes, because we've produced one essay after another on betrayal. It's been betrayal and betrayal, and the message has finally gotten home. You can't trust anybody who gets to be Speaker of the House. Even Paul Ryan, they've thrown at us an assuming conservative, but he's not going to be conservative. Anybody the establishment allows to be in that position, we know, is not going to do what we want to be done, what is right for the country in accordance with the Constitution. Anybody who's allowed to be elected president isn't going to do the job, even Donald Trump. I mean, we talked about Trump. He's taking the correct positions. I'm still a little nervous, Alex, because of the bad positions he's taken and the
I hear you. It's just that I feel like I'm evil if I kind of sit on the sideline and let Hillary get in. I get physically nauseous, Joel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have to take a position for a principled position. And right now, Donald Trump is taking the only position that is absolutely against the establishment. Hands down, he's just saying everything the establishment does is wrong. We agree with that. The trouble is we can't depend on him, I think, if he were to get into office to do completely what's right. These types of things that he suggests will get him crucified. I think he would be subject of an assassination attempt if he got in.
Well, the Secret Service does think that. They've got him under constant guard.
Yes, they do. So, but I still believe, as I pointed out in this week's World Affairs Brief, they've begun to pull out the John McCain strategy on Chris Christie this week. A major New Hampshire newspaper came out, the major newspaper there came out and endorsed Chris Christie. This is what they did to raise John McCain out of nothing status in 2008 to gain the presidency. I think they decided that Bush just isn't going to make it. He's not that exciting. Christie is a powerful speaker. He is capable of lying to a great extent. He is totally established. There are a lot of skeletons in his closet. The mere fact that they are pushing to get Christie to win in New Hampshire means this may be their newest tactic. Rubio's a little bit too young and cherubic. He doesn't have the gravitas that is necessary, I think, to engender nationwide support. Chris Christie could probably do it. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. But I'm just sending out a warning. It looks like that's where the new major establishment push is to overthrow Trump, to try to get a win in the New Hampshire primary through this kind of an endorsement.
What do you think of Ted Cruz?
Well, Ted Cruz is a solid conservative from way back from teenager years. There's no one who can deny his background. But that said, he's showing a lot of signs that he admires the compromising that Ronald Reagan did. That's why I went to Washington originally as the chairman of Conservative National Committee, was to try to stop the Reagan compromises. I think Reagan also was a true conservative down deep inside. But when you want to be popular, when you want to be president too badly, as Mitt Romney did, you're going to bend over backwards to please as far as you can, and you're going to do a lot of damage because you're going to convince conservatives that it is correct. Now, I think Ted Cruz's major problem with us as conservatives, he's totally bought into the attack Syria, the war agenda. He is not a neocon in terms of he's not a globalist. But like Romney, he took all of those positions because he thought, this is something I can get ahead with conservatives.
I was about to say, Romney, why didn't he get back in? I mean, obviously he would be a major contender right now, or they just threatened him.
It's a complicated story. They threatened him so badly before about not running in. He's reluctant to get back in. But remember, they don't really want anyone in the White House, Romney included, especially Romney, who they don't have dirt on. They've got to have control of that president so they can twist his arm as necessary. He has not been unfaithful to his wife. And, they can't afford to have somebody in there. If Romney, I'll tell you, despite his compromises, if he'd seen the Benghazi stand-down order going down, he would have stopped it. And they can't afford to have that. So I don't think they pushed really hard to undo. They didn't certainly go to him and say, all the threats don't mean anything. You can feel free to run now. They don't gain anything by bringing Romney in. They've got to have a controlled Republican who will do their bidding, especially in the hard cases. I think the next Republican that they intend could well take us into World War III. And that's one of the reasons they need a Republican, because Republicans at best create the atmosphere for a war, or at least talk conservatives into a war.
Well, Trump, they're going to love Trump saying he's a militarist. I mean, Trump really just does say whatever's coming off the top of his mind. I think that scares them at one level because they know that he'd be hard to control. But I tell you, it's a real wild card. It is a real wild card on so many fronts. Speaking of Trump, here's a minute 10 compilation put together by Rob Dew, Buckley Hammond, and Rob Jacobson on what Trump basically really said and now what's been spun out of it. Here's that clip.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
I'm a proud Muslim, but you don't have to share my faith to share my disgust.
That was written by Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman, Huma Abedin, who penned the email in response to Donald Trump's recent proposition to impose a complete and total shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. You know, it was the FBI director, the head of counterterrorism, and Homeland Security who all said under oath that they cannot properly vet people coming in from Syria.
This is not a mission accomplished speech. We can and should do more to best enforce the security of our borders.
The challenge we're all talking about is that we can only query against that which we have collected. And so if someone has never made a ripple in the pond in Syria in a way that would get their identity or their interest reflected in our database, we can query our database until the cows come home, but there'll be nothing show up because we have no record on it.
The FBI director has previously said, I think about a few years ago, that there were people from terrorist countries who were assuming Hispanic names and learning a few words of Spanish and coming in. The FBI director himself testified to that before Congress. So we know that this kind of thing has been going on.
But let's take a look at Ms. Abedin. Back in 2012, five Republicans sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security noting that three of her family members had very close ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. She was also intimately involved in Hillary Clinton's email scandal. And while she was at the State Department, Ms. Abedin helped our country cozy up to Sheikh Yusuf al-Kawardi, a promoter of jihadist terror. And one of her many accomplishments while at the State Department was helping destroy the country of Libya. I'm sure her and her Muslim Brotherhood friends are very proud of that achievement. Just imagine what she can do when her best pal, Hillary Clinton, gets into the White House. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com.
Yeah, when they get the same hotel room, maybe. Joel Skousen is our guest, going to break here in just a moment. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, what do you think her chances are for the White House?
I don't think they're high at all, Alex, and the establishment knows it. She's not popular with the left. That's why they're going after Bernie Sanders. She's got skeletons a mile long in her closet, and, of course, they are protecting her in that regard. But she's got a lot of counter that she could dirt she could tell about the establishment if they betray her. And so they're not going to do that. And yet I don't think they're going to allow her to be elected. As I said, they want to give us a controlled Republican. Let me just say before we go to break, I didn't finish my thought on Putin. This week, he gave every indication, Alex, that he is not going to rise to Turkey's provocations. He even announced today no additional sanctions to Turkey over the threats in the Bosphorus. So the West is not going to be able to get him to come up to a conventional war with the West, specifically because he's not ready and doesn't want to show as much as his capabilities as he has to.
Well, I'm skipping this one break. This is so important. So continue on the Russia situation. Russia is being very restrained.
Extremely restrained. And, they're in the major in the process of a major building process. They need a blue water navy to prosecute a war with the West. They need all new weapon systems in production level quantities. None of those are coming online until 2020, 21, 22, 23, and 24. So I can't imagine Russia rising to the bait of the West until at least the beginning of the decade. And so I think we're going to see a lot of posturing. One thing I will say, this is really turning into a proxy war between Russia and the United States. That's why the U.S. is using Turkey as the proxy, as well as ISIS. And, Russia is using the Syrian army, the Iranians, and Hezbollah in Syria to execute their strategy. But the Russians are running the show now in Syria very, very clearly and doing a lot of damage, not only to ISIS, but mostly, of course, to the U.S.-backed rebels. They love sticking it to the globalists. They're really enjoying this. But you can expect either the U.S. or Israel to complicate situations such as U.S. attacking Syrian forces. Russia can't allow that to happen. They're going to have to, maybe that Russia, the U.S. itself is trying to force Russia into a confrontation over defending Syrian troops.
And Joel, don't underestimate the recklessness of the Anglo-American establishment. They could actually attack even Russian emplacements and say they didn't know it or deny it. I mean, it seems like the sky's the limit. Hopefully that won't happen. But specifically on oil, they admit even in mainstream media now, what we talked about 2-3 years ago, they want to bankrupt Russia with lower oil prices. They want to bankrupt U.S. producers. They want to push us into the situation because Saudi Arabia can produce it and export it cheaper than anybody else with all their sweet reserves. For folks that don't know, it's basically gasoline out of the ground. Don't have to really refine it. If you look at all this, how can the American people be informed that our government's siding with Saudi Arabia to bankrupt our industrial base? I mean, they either charge us $3, $4 a gallon, rip us off, or drive it down and charge us less than they should to create monopolies. Overall, if they want Russia to deploy this new military and attack us someday, why would they then be separately putting Russia in a depressionary spiral?
Well, that still is a matter of controversy, whether or not this is deliberate. You've got to remember that the source of the oil glut is U.S. Fracking here in the United States, and it's the only country where the oil industry is not controlled by the government. They can't shut off the tap. In other words, they created and opened up all of this new production, and you just can't shut it out. The government cannot tell these private oil companies to stop. If Russia, for example, was really trying to support the price of oil, they would be cutting production as well, and they're not doing it either. I think that's a reflection of the fact that we're hurting, just like Venezuela can't cut production because they're hurting so much. So I'm not sure this is a deliberate thing to bankrupt Russia, because you're right, that would go against the globalist agenda of wanting to stop Russian military increase Russian military production in favor of this next war. In fact, I think it's important to remember that even at the height or the low point of the Soviet economy, pre-1990, they were still in maximum arms production. So you don't really stop a communist country. You may stop their free market aspect by these manipulations or the lower oil prices, but you don't stop the fact that they can continue to print rubles and pay people.
Sure. Do you buy the polls that Russian approval of Putin is at an all-time high?
Absolutely. And that's part of the whole process of bringing a strong man back to Russia. You know, as you know my feelings, the fall of the Soviet Union was a carefully crafted deception. The communists are still in charge, and Putin is their man. There's also a new set of oligarchs that have replaced the original ones. They killed off Berezovsky and exiled Guzinski and others. Khodorkovsky is under prosecution again in Russia. But there's a new set of oligarchs underlying Putin, and they are still running the communist show. But part of this process is to raise up Russian nationalism again. And remember that Russia gains by restraint in the Middle East because they're trying to help the U.S. create the image that the U.S. is the bully of the world. And so the more Russia acts with restraint, the more the world feels she would be justified when she does go after the West someday with nuclear weapons.
I've asked most of the questions here, Joel Skousen, and other things on your radar we haven't gotten to.
I think one of the things I want to point out, and I know you've covered this an awful lot about the San Bernardino shootings, but my take on this is this. There was an article in today about who were the shooters. And, you know, for an organization that just had an interview this week with one of the live witnesses saying that these were white guys, there were three of them, tall, muscular. I mean, these were obviously mercenaries that were in there doing the shooting. Syed Farouk is not tall, neither is his wife. There's no way that they could have mistaken them. I don't believe that Farouk and Malik were, in fact, doing the shooting. I think they were part of it, just like the two arrestees in the Marathon bombing. But they're meant to take the entire rap to shield the mercenaries that were in there doing the shooting. And this is the same thing in the Paris attack. You know, there was this Mercedes driving from restaurant to restaurant. Witnesses said they were white guys. They were tall, strong, and muscular. They were not Muslims. And yet the media, and this is the key to a conspiracy, the media and the French government never put out that they were looking for a black Mercedes. They never put out any description from these witnesses. They simply buried it. CNN has never, ever mentioned that witness, that key witness.
And by the way, we have one white lady that was very clear about three white men, and then a separate black guy on another TV station saying he saw the exact same thing live that day. That's pretty credible when it's two different groups. And there's a drill going on down the street at the exact same time.
Well, you know, I discount the drill aspects of these and including in the Paris attacks. The drill was important in 9/11 because it actually inhibited a response to 9/11. It had a purpose there. The drills in the previous month or two in San Bernardino didn't have any effect on the military response to that drill. So I'm discounting that. But I'll tell you, there's something very real when no reporter at all in the mainstream media ever asked the police at any of these news conferences, what about the third suspect? And it comes out that this third suspect that had probably wasn't involved. These were just covers for the fact that they completely let escape the three tall white mercenary males who actually did the shooting. And they didn't walk or run away. I'm sure they went away in a vehicle. And the government isn't looking for them. So,
Joel, stay there. I want to come back to you 5 more minutes. I want to ask you this question. Clearly, it's a false flag they let them in to begin with and have opened the doors up, but why not stage a false flag where it's white Christians or Hispanic Christians or something? That fits the narrative better. Why stage a whole false flag and then have it be at least one person who came here under false pretenses that blows up in Obama's narrative? Explain that to me. I mean, I agree. The evidence is there. It's just, well, then what's going on? Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Infowars.com/show.
Visit GCNlive.com today.